Scoop. True stories that have made headlines.
...1850. Wakeman steals the steamboat New World.
Who did you say you are?
The name's Osborne. Edmund Osborne. I'm sheriff of New York.
Sheriff?
That's right, Captain Wakeman. I'm here to seize this steamboat to help pay off the owner's debts. Now then, if you'll let me come aboard.
Let you come aboard? I most certainly won't. I'm captain of this steamboat, and I
don't think you understand what I'm saying, Captain. I'm the law. Defy me, and I could have you arrested.
I see. All right, you'd better come aboard, then.
Thank you.
Do these gentlemen have to come with you?
Naturally, they're my deputies.
How many criminals do you think you're going to arrest?
Don't misunderstand me, Captain. We're not here to arrest anyone at the moment. We just want to make sure that no one sails her away.
Where would we sail her to, Mr. Osborne? The New World was built for work on the Hudson River, not the high seas. Sam Swain?
Captain?
Swain's my mate. I have to tell him what's going on, or he'll wonder what's happening.
You called me, Captain?
I certainly did, Sam. Meet the sheriff of New York and his deputies.
Sheriff?
Oh, don't worry, Mr. Mate. He's not come for you.
Then who?
The New World.
The steamboat? But why? There's nothing wrong with
it. Hold your horses, Sam. This is my day cabin, Mr. Osborne. Maybe you'll be good enough to step inside. Don't want to upset the crew.
Thank you.
Now then, maybe if we were to discuss the matter...
I'm afraid there's nothing to discuss. As law officers, it's our duty to stay aboard the New World until she's been sold to defray all debts.
Did you hear that, Sam? This is an outrage.
Maybe that's how it appears to you. Nevertheless, it's got to be done. Perhaps you'd like to contact the owner and make arrangements.
No. I don't think that's necessary. I'm sure as captain of this steamboat, I'm capable of dealing with the situation.
Very well, then.
Have we got to stay here, tied up to the keep?
Naturally. We can't permit you to continue your business up the river.
I see. Well, that makes things difficult, doesn't it, Sam?
Captain?
I can't see any difficulty.
As a layman, or should I say a landlubber, I'm sure you can, Sheriff. You see, it's a technical matter.
I'm afraid I don't understand.
Then I'll explain. You want to be sure, I imagine, that the engines are in order.
Well, I don't know.
She wouldn't be worth much if they weren't, would she?
Well, I suppose not.
Well, exactly. That's why it's absolutely essential the engine should be warmed up.
Are you going to sail her?
Sail her? Oh, of course not. Wouldn't dream of it. I simply want to turn the engines over to make sure they're not faulty.
I can't see that a steamboat that was working yesterday would suddenly be faulty today.
Oh, it most certainly could. Couldn't it, Sam?
Could break down any minute, Captain.
Well, you've heard the opinion of an expert, Mr. Osborne.
You only want to turn the engines over.
Oh, that's it, Sheriff. Turn the engines over.
I reckon there's no harm in that. And we'd have to stay aboard, of course.
Oh, of course. Now then, perhaps you'd like to sit here and have a cup of coffee.
I'm wondering whether I shouldn't go ashore.
Oh, not before a coffee, my dear Sheriff. Sam Swain will arrange it for you, won't you, Mr. Mate?
Aye, Captain.
Well, that's most kind of you.
No trouble at all. Well, come along, Mr. Mate. We've got work to do.
We're going to stay, Captain?
Why not?
Well, she weren't built for the sea. The New World's a riverboat.
I'm aware of that. But I'm not going to let any sheriff take her away from me.
But you're not the owner, Captain. It's the owner who's in trouble.
Listen to me, Sam Swain. I've been captain of this boat ever since she was launched. And I don't intend giving her up now.
Where will we go?
We will worry about that when we get out of New York.
Supposing the crew refuses to go?
Well, they don't have to. They can go ashore whenever it pleases them.
And the law officers?
Oh, I haven't made up my mind about them yet.
You can't kidnap them.
Well, that's true. What about you, Sam? Are you willing to come with me?
Well, I guess I'm mad, but I'm with you, Captain. Oh,
well, I won't hold it against you if you want to go ashore.
Where would I go? Haven't any other home other than the New World.
Well, in that case, we'll go down to the engine room and tell Fred Bridges to raise a full head of steam.
I can't wait to see the sheriff's face when he finds he's at sea.
Talking of that, we'd better be prepared for trouble. I'd say he's armed.
Well, I reckon we can do as well as he. I'll warn the lads. I can't believe we're actually leaving New York, Captain. She's riding so well.
Best steamboat I've ever, Captain, Mr. Mate.
How do we steer?
When we get clear of the tidal arm, we'll sail due south. I want to see something in South America.
Hear that, helmsman?
Aye, aye, sir.
I can't understand why our friends haven't come out on deck. They must have felt the movement of a boat by now.
Well, you know what these landlubbers are like. They wouldn't know the difference between a steam boat and a toy boat in the pond. Probably sitting gorging themselves in your cabin for the next hour or so.
Have you had any trouble with any of the crew?
Well, a couple. Pete Langton doesn't want to leave his family, and Bob Frank doesn't fancy being a pirate.
A pirate?
Well, that's what it'll mean, isn't it, Captain?
Well, I hadn't really thought of it like that.
Not that we're going to attack any ships, if you see what I mean.
No, we certainly won't do that, Mr. Mate. So, Pete and Bob are still with us?
For the time being. I told them they must make up their minds before we reach the open sea.
Well, what happens then if they want to go ashore?
Then they can take one of the dinghies and get off of the steamer as quick as possible.
Why didn't you let them go before?
Now let them raise the alarm? What do you take me for?
Oh, that's what I like. A man with initiative.
Then you'd better use yours pretty fast, Captain Wakeman.
Osborne.
That's right. Osborne and armed. Don't make a move, Captain, or I might do something I'll regret. Now turn the New World about and take us back to New York.
That's impossible.
Impossible why?
Because I'm leaving New York for good.
Captain Wakeman, you don't seem to understand the position. You'll do as I say or I'll be forced to fire this gun.
Mr. Osborne, it is you who don't understand the position. We are at sea now. And I am the law. Oh,
that's ridiculous. You must be joking.
I was never more serious in all my life. If I make the decisions aboard the New World, we're going on.
I don't. I say that... Your crew, they're armed.
As you are.
Knives, pistols. What is this, a pirate ship?
That it is not, sir.
My men are only defending themselves, Sheriff. Mr. Mate, kindly relieve Mr. Osborne of his gun.
Aye, aye, sir.
Good. Now... What shall we do with you and your deputies?
You're not taking us with you?
Well, I'm afraid you'll be more trouble than you're worth.
Then what?
What indeed? I'd say there are two alternatives open to us, wouldn't you, Mr. Mate?
Captain?
We could either throw them overboard...
That's murder!
Exactly, Sheriff. And whatever else I may be, I'm not a murderer.
One can be thankful for that. What are you going to do with us?
Tell the lads to launch the poor dinghy, Sam. They can take our friends back with them to New York.
You're sending us ashore?
That's what I said, isn't it? You're going back to New York.
Hey, you'll never get away with this, Captain Wakeman.
I'd say that's a matter of opinion, Mr. Osborne. A matter of opinion.
I don't know how you did it, Captain.
A bluff, Mr. Mate. If you believe implicitly in whatever it is you're telling someone, you can be sure they believe it, too.
But the sailing to Pern and Buco as cool as you please and go ashore as if you owned the whole of Brazil and suggest they fill a steamboat with coal, well, that's something even the president couldn't do.
Well, you're probably right there. But I didn't steal the coal, Mr. Mate. I give them money for it.
But you didn't show the authorities your papers?
What papers?
Well, the ones that say that you're...
You were saying, Sam?
Oh, no. I think I was saying the ones that declare that you're the master of the New World.
That's what I thought you were going to say. I don't have any such documents, Mr. Mate.
I see.
Don't let that worry you. Who wants documents? They only clutter up the place.
Yeah, I suppose they do.
What did you think of Brazil, Sam? Should we have stayed there?
Well, the men liked it, Captain, but I don't see how we could have left our way along much longer.
Oh, I suppose you're right there. Perhaps Trinidad will be easier.
Well, I'd say it'll be worse. Trinidad belongs to the British.
Ship off the port bow.
A ship?
All right, look out. Can you make her out?
Could be a frigate.
A warship. We're going to have to do something about that, Mr. Mate.
Won't do us any harm if we leave her alone, Captain.
Well, I'm not so sure about that. The absence of those documents could be more of a problem than I thought. If the frigate is a naval vessel... And if she became interested in the sight of a river excursion boat sailing the high seas, she could board us.
Yeah. What would happen then?
She could seize this as a prize.
Some prize. Make anything of that frigate. Look out.
She's ready.
Can't take a chance, Mr. Mate. Go about, helmsman.
Aye, sir.
What do you reckon we ought to do, Captain?
Go back to Brazil as fast as we can, Mr. Mate.
To Pernambuco?
Oh, I'm not as mad as that. We'll make for Rio de Janeiro. I don't know about you, Sam... But I'm enjoying this trip, and no British frigate is going to spoil it for me.
Well, it's the same with all of us, Captain. I tell you, I haven't had such a good time since first I went to sea. But only one thing worries me, though.
What's that, Sam?
We can't spend our lives wandering the oceans with no money.
You're right, Sam, and I wouldn't expect it of you. I've already made plans, and once we're over this slight problem, I'll tell you all about them.
Wonder what they think in New York.
Well, they'd be checking up on us. You can be sure of that.
Rig is signaling, sir.
This is it, Mr. Mate.
They're ordering us to heave to. Oh,
I thought so. Well, Mr. Mate, we'd better take to our heels.
We're going to run away?
We'll have no alternative. Pull steam ahead and give her everything you've got.
Doubt if we'll beat her, Captain.
Oh, nonsense, Sam. The New World's the fastest steamship afloat.
What do they call that mountain, Captain?
The Sugarloaf.
Pretty, isn't it?
It's one of the sights of Rio de Janeiro.
We're going to show her?
Well, I've got to get some papers.
I don't see how.
Oh, I'll think of a way. There's an American consul here. Yeah, I think I've got an idea.
There are a lot of people waiting on the quay.
Oh, I'm not surprised. I doubt whether they've seen a river steamboat before. Is the dinghy launched, Mr. Mate?
Aye, aye, Captain.
Then you're going to row me ashore.
I am?
Oh, come on, they won't eat you. Pass me that box.
You mean this one?
No, the tin one on the table.
Here you are. What do you want that for? It's empty.
Well, I think it's going to be useful. Come along, Sam. We don't want to keep anyone waiting. All right, Miss Mate. What are you waiting for? Get rowing.
Aye, aye, Captain. Might be thrown to the lions, isn't it, Captain?
Oh, put a brave face to it, Mr. Mate.
I don't like to sound inquisitive, Captain, but there seems to be an awful lot going on about that box.
I have patience, Sam. Would you say the water's cold or warm?
I don't know, sir. I'll just put my hand in. Guess it's a bit nippy.
Ah, oh, pity. Do you see that man with the cigar standing on the quay? The one in the Panama hat and the cream frock coat?
Yeah, I see him.
Would you say he's the American consul, Mr. Mate?
Well, he's a bit apart from the others, Captain. Guess he could be. Why do you ask?
I'll take that chance. Perhaps if I were to stand up...
Hey, Captain, hang on, will you?
Move to the
left. Steady, you're rocking the boat.
Well, that's
hang
gone.
On.
Now, here goes.
Captain! Hey, Captain, hold on, will you? Now, come on, grab this oar.
Oh, I can manage.
What made you stand up like that?
I'll pull me over the side,
all
Mr.
right.
Mate.
Hey, the box, Captain. Where's the box?
Don't worry about that, Mr. Mate. It's gone to the bottom of the harbor, where it should have been a long time ago.
On my soul, dear sir, I never thought to see you survive that fall. Can I help you up under the quay?
Thank you, sir. Wait there in the dinghy, Mr. Mate.
Aye, aye, sir.
You are an American, sir?
That's right. My name's Tom Painter. I'm the American consul here at Rio de Janeiro.
Oh, the consul. That's a spot of luck. Line Captain Ned Wickman.
Glad to meet you. You wanted to see me?
Well, I do now, sir. Perhaps I should return to the ship and change my clothes.
Oh, don't trouble now. My house is just there. You come with me, I'm sure something of mine would fit you.
Oh, you're most kind.
I hardly thought to see a river excursion boat in Rio de Janeiro. Now, what brings you here?
Well, I'm on my way to Callao in Peru, and then Panama. Oh,
bless my soul, that's a long way to go in such a craft.
Oh, someone in Callao is interested in buying her.
I see. And when do you leave Rio?
Well, sir, I'd hope to leave within the next couple of days, sir, after we coaled and victualled. But I'm afraid...
Yes? You in some kind of trouble?
Oh, nothing very bad. But a problem when one sails from port to port. Well, I'm afraid I was rather foolish. You see, I dropped the ship's box when I fell into the water.
The tin box you were carrying?
Well, that's it. That's very careless of me. Well, I'm most worried. I can't think what the owner will say when I return.
There were papers of considerable importance inside.
Well, every document concerning the steamboat is in that box, Mr. Painter. Now, perhaps if I could get someone to dive down...
Now, my dear Captain Wakeman, surely you must realize how deep the water is.
Oh, I know, I know. Well, I'm afraid it was a vain hope.
All the ship's papers, you said?
Yes. Can you imagine it? There were even the documents declaring me the master of the New World. Without them, we could be boarded by some other powerful ship and seized as a prize. The situation would be impossible. An American ship in the hands of some foreign power? Now, what do you think of that, sir?
Oh, I'm pretty sure I could do something about that, Captain.
Well, you really think so, Mr. Painter? Well, I would be eternally in your debt. I should never have carried the box with me. But I never care to leave such documents behind on the ship.
That's quite natural. Well, come along to the consulate and meet my wife. Hey, Sander. Don't worry about your papers, Captain Wakeman. I'm quite sure I'll be able to replace everyone by the time you leave this port.
Not only the papers I had, Sam, but even those I've never had. Since leaving Rio, I've been the official master of the New World. All that worrying for nothing.
It was a smart piece of work, if I say so, Captain.
And now we're on our way to Panama.
Panama, but we can't go there.
Well, what are you talking about?
Well, earlier this morning, we passed a ship.
Well?
Well, she must have recognized us. A signal that we should tell Captain Wakeman, they mentioned you by name, that he is now regarded as a pirate.
A pirate? Well, why? Well, I haven't robbed anyone. Except... So they look on my theft of the ship as piracy. Well, I suppose it is. Oh, it's just that I didn't want to lose her.
Well, I know how you feel, Captain. I've grown attached to her, too.
It's stupid of me, but I'd rather leave the sea altogether than give up the New World.
The police are waiting to arrest you in Panama.
They told you that?
Yeah. Sounds as though it's her friend, the sheriff. Chased you halfway around the world, isn't he?
In that case, we mustn't disappoint him, must we?
You're going to Panama?
Why not?
Well, the warrant that they could put you in prison or take you back to New York.
In life, anything could happen, Mr. Mate. We could all be drowned tomorrow. I tell you, we're going to Panama, and I shall go ashore. Well, Mr. Mate, if they'd been waiting for us here in Panama, they'd have been on the quayside. We never got as far as this tavern. Did you see our friend, Osborne?
Not so sure, but I think there were policemen.
Well, I'm not going to let it worry me. Everyone seems to be in a fine old state in Panama. Well, I've never seen so much coming and going. And all one hears is the word gold.
It's the finest word in the English dictionary.
Oh, I beg your pardon?
Might I sit at your table? This seems to be the only vacant seat.
Well, make yourself at home.
Well, that's very good, I'm sure. Will you have a drink with me?
Thank you, but we have to go in a minute.
Oh, in that case, I'll drink alone. Waiter, same again, please. You visiting Panama?
Oh, for a little while.
You mentioned gold. You know about the finding of gold in California, don't you?
Oh, I've been away from America for quite some time.
Oh, in that case, you'll be interested to hear that vast gold mines have been found there. And hundreds of people are trying to buy passengers to San Francisco. I'm after one myself.
You mean people are trying to get from Panama to San Francisco?
I said so, didn't I? What's more, they'd give their life savings to get there. I had a bath just a few days ago. It cost me $100, but it would have been worth it.
If you're so anxious to get there, why didn't you take it?
Well, my dear man, because there are always 50 people after each berth. I missed it. That's the sum total of it.
And how many people would you say are still waiting to get to America?
Well, that's a good one. How many? 100.
You interest me. Mr. Mate, how many could the New World carry?
Do you think you should, Captain?
And not only should, but will. How many, Mr. Mate?
200.
200 at $100 each. What do you say to that?
You could carry that number of people. Oh, just a darling man you are. Patrick Ryan will be first on the list.
How are you going to
Don't try to talk me out of it, Sam. I've made up my mind. Listen to me, Pat O'Ryan. If you're down at the harbor tomorrow afternoon with as many of your friends as want to go, you can all sail with me to California. How much have we got in the ship safe, Mr. Mate?
$20,000, Captain.
Is every cabin taken?
Hey, you must be joking. They're all over the place. They're even sleeping on the decks. They're like locusts.
When do we cast off, Captain?
Within the hour, Mr. O'Ryan.
Can't believe it. After all this time, California, the golden land. We'll be rich. That's what'll happen. We'll be rich.
Well, get them all aboard, Mr. Mate.
Yeah, I'll do that, Captain. I want to get out of this place. I got a strange feeling something's going to happen.
Captain Wakeman.
And here we go.
Oh, Mr. Osborne.
That's right, Captain. Mr. Osborne, all right?
Well, I can't say I'm glad to see you.
I'm sure you're not. I have a warrant for your arrest.
A warrant?
I have got troubles with this man, Captain.
I don't know who you are, sir, but I can tell you one thing. I'm having trouble with the captain. Now then, will you come quietly or...
Come quietly? Where to?
Prison, I shouldn't wonder.
Who could take the good captain to prison?
It's where he should have been months ago.
Well, that may be your opinion, but it's certainly not mine. The captain's going to no prison, Mr.
Osborne, Sheriff of New York.
Well, I don't care if you're the President of the United States. Say one finger in Captain Wakeman, and I can assure you that 200 gold hunters will tear you limb from him.
Sir, I'd be glad if you'd not have struck the law. I have a warrant for the captain's arrest.
Well, we don't care about no warrant, do we, Captain? Of course we don't. We're going to be the wealthiest man in America, I shouldn't wonder. We'll be able to buy New York by the time we finish.
Stand out of my way.
Mr. Osborne, I wouldn't do this if I hadn't 200 people waiting on my steamboat to be taken to America. Now get out!
So, you've got a gun.
And I'm not afraid to use it.
I'm sure you're not. Even so, you're not taking the New World out of Panama Harbor.
You're wrong, my friend. You can make your choice. Either be shot by the good captain or lynched by the passengers on this ship. Believe me, not one of them will let anything stand in his way of the fortunes they're going to win in California.
Are you serious?
Deadly serious. Now, don't worry, my friend. Pater Ryan knows how to deal with the law. Well, what are you waiting for? Will you tear up the warrant, or shall I?
This is outrageous.
Look about you. The captain's passengers are becoming restive. Well, what's it to be?
I have no choice. You win, this time.
Thank you. The warrant.
Take it.
Bless you, my darling man. Just a good friend you are.
Captain?
Oh, Sam. Come in.
See, you're packing up.
You knew I was going to, didn't you?
Well, I suppose you can't go on forever being a pirate. Yeah,
you're right. One can't. No, Sam, I want to settle down. I've sold the New World to a riverboat company who want to run her at Puget Sound in Washington State. So she'll be well cared for.
Will there be work for the crew?
I suppose so, if you want it. Don't you feel like settling down, Sam?
I don't have the money, Captain.
Oh, I think you do. We're going to divide up the money we took from the gold hunters and the price of the steamboat between those of us who are left.
Now, hang on. You're giving us the money?
There's a lot to be said for loyalty, Sam. And my crew's been loyal to me, especially you. I'd like to repay you.
I didn't come here for that.
Well, I know you didn't. But it would make me happy if you'd agree to the proposal. Well, what do you say?
What are you going to do now that there's no New World, Captain?
Oh, I thought of becoming a gentleman of leisure. I've been practicing a bit of public speaking since we started on this journey, and I think I'll make a lecture tour or two around the country. And you?
Well, I've always wanted to be a farmer, in a small way, of course, and I've always wanted to find myself a wife to share the farm with me.
Now, what are you waiting for, Mr. Mate? Get down to the crew's quarters and tell them the captain wants them in his day cabin at the double. We're going to divide out the spoils as soon as they get here. Well, get a move on, Mr. Mate. I can't wait all day.
Aye, sir. And if I might be allowed to say so, using Pat O'Ryan's words, of course, you're a darling man.
Every Saturday night at 9 o'clock, we bring you a true story that has made headlines in Scoop.